fall right back down on him.
Nah, it'll just explode in space and then it causes an EMP explosion that'll wipe out all the power in North Korea, and then probably the neighboring areas will lose power, and then everyone will be like, oh, North Korea! Anyways, welcome back to the morning ride. I don't know. I don't know what we were talking about just now. I think we were talking about how North Korea would fail at launching a nuke. My watch is incorrect. Anyways, Tate and I have made the conscious decision to schedule the podcast now, because our fucking podcasts have been lacking in actual good content as of recently. So we decided that, you know, we're gonna just do these on Tuesdays and Thursdays from now on. And some of our episodes are just lacking in views, so yeah, I don't know if people are like still listening to this podcast or not, but I mean, it's whatever. So yeah, today, well, yesterday we made that decision in the car. We were like, should we just even, like, record today? And we both agreed that we should just schedule it. So, welcome back. It is a Tuesday. And for some reason, Florida has decided to just shove a giant middle finger in everyone's face and say, hey, it's gonna be 40 degrees now. And, what, like, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, it was, like, in the 90s at least. It was hot as hell. And now it's back down to just shit. And no one knows why. Global warming's a thing. So,
I don't think a sudden cooling would be caused by global warming.
Hey. Shush. Anyways.
Good logic.
The government knows they're hiding everything from us. So, fucking today, again, we have no idea what to talk about. As per usual. How was your fucking weekend from 2 days ago? Oh, actually, wait, hold on, before we talk about that, I think I'm gonna finally get my driver's license on Thursday. Me and review. My mom came home yesterday and she was like, yo, so, my clients are like, yo, we're, like, leaving town, on Thursday, so if you don't wanna, like, if you wanna come in on Saturday instead, you can take your son down to the DMV and get his driver's license. And so, I have to...
Did they actually talk like that?
No.
Oh, okay.
It would be great if they did, but I wouldn't know, because my mom would not really tell me if they spoke like that.
Like, out in the middle of nowhere, California is what it sounds like.
My mom wouldn't know how to replicate a country accent. Because her Russian accent is too thick.
Colonel.
But yeah, so I have to schedule an appointment, and then fucking Thursday, I'm finally fucking doing it. So then I can actually, like, leave the house and do shit outside for once.
But do you have a car?
I will be getting my mom's car. My mom is planning on buying a new car soon. So, yeah, so I'm gonna have a car very soon, and I'm so glad. And I'm getting my mom's car, because,
she's getting a new car.
Yeah, because she originally planned on buying this one Cadillac off of one of her clients, and he was going to plan on selling it for, like, $5,000 or $3,000 or some shit like that. But I don't know what that whole ordeal is, because we kind of discussed that with that guy for, like, 6 months now, and we have no idea what the fuck's going on. But my mom, as the magical place of Jacksonville that it is, my mom has Russian connections where she can buy a new car from for cheap.
Russian connections.
Russian connections, yeah. So.
So the mafia's here.
Maybe. So my mom's gonna be getting a new car from them, and I'm sure it's gonna actually be a. Because, you know, he's not here anymore. Ooh. So, yeah, I'm gonna be getting that car. It's big.
It's big.
That's the problem. It's big, but it's at big. The same time, it's good. It's because it's big. Because I can fit a lot of people in there.
So it's big.
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 Bicuous.
Big.
It's ubiquitous. What is ubiquitous? Ubiquitous. Excalibur.
What?
It's a sword.
Whoa. How about we not do that?
What the, how did you fucking manage to do that?
I didn't touch anything. The air just suddenly turns on. This car's too damn fancy for me.
Your car is becoming sentient.
yes. You need cold air. No, I don't. Yes, you do. No, I don't.
You need to defrost your windshield. No, I don't. Yeah, you do.
Actually, that I do need to do that.
Well, you gotta do it in that corner, but, like, right here, it's fine.
Well, it like, spreads from the center and goes up.
Okay.
Are you okay, sir?
No.
Okay.
But, yeah. A lot of people have been telling me, like, hey, you should fucking get outside more, you know? You gotta go do stuff outside. And it's kind of like...
Well, I can't.
How the fuck do I do stuff outside when I live in a gated community that's paranoid as shit? And the only things to do is, like... go to a tennis court by myself. Or go to the gym. Which... I go to a different gym with Scott and a bunch of other guys. And I actually work out with a group now. And which is... really cool, actually, because I've actually gained more weight working out with them for 2 days than I have working out by myself at our neighborhood gym. Because the first day that I worked out with Scott and all them, I was doing chest and back, and I gained fucking 2 pounds in one day.
Oh, yeah, you told me that.
Yeah. And then I went back in again, and I did legs. Me and Scott, like, fucking destroyed our legs, and I gained another pound, I think.
Nice.
Which is, which is fucking weird, but, I mean, whatever. I'm going back again today. Scott's, with his whoever in this area, so he's gonna be able to drive me to there and to home, so I'm gonna be working out with them again today.
Nice.
But what was I saying? Oh, yeah, the whole thing, the whole ordeal with... going outside. So, like, if you guys live in other places where you just have, like, a neighborhood where you can just fucking go outside and take a walk in a nice park or just go on a bike ride and just enjoy the nature of things and slow it down, buddy. Holy shit. why are they stopped at the green light?
I don't know, man.
But you got, like, you got country roads,
take me home,
to a place, where you could just chill out and be a human being, enjoy the nice weather, and be around good people and whatnot. We can't do that here. Literally, this place is just a highway, and it's covered in traffic every day. There's, like, barely any parks around here. It's all just neighborhoods. If there is anything that you want to do, it's either in the summer where you can go to the beach, which is what everyone does during the summer. Like, literally, it's the only thing you can do here.
Or drive out to town center.
Or drive out to town center, but you have to be a fucking psychopath with a lot of money to go there.
Yes.
and if there's anyone listening that actually goes to the St. John's Town Center, I'm sorry for calling you a psychopath.
Well, I mean, you're not wrong, so.
Psychopath. I mean, I bought my weight training gear from there. My fucking curl bar and weights that I bought at Dick's Sporting Goods, but...
Well, at least that parking lot isn't, like, packed 24/7, unlike everything else.
Yeah, but, like, dude, you go there on the weekends, and it is insane. Like, traffic goes all the way out into the highway.
You go there during the middle of the school day, and look at all the rich Pontevedra kids skipping.
Wait. Well, I wouldn't know, because I never...
Nah, you never skip school?
Yeah, I've never... The only time that I've done any kind of skipping was when you took me home for 7th period, because I didn't want to be a part of a pep rally. We stuck at a school, because earlier this year, there was a pep rally, and we have a pep rally every year.
And no one wants to go see it.
And no one wants to go to it, because it's just so obnoxious, loud, all the classes are supposed to scream as loud as they can to prove that they're the superior class, in which the seniors win every year, obviously, but, like, we've been going to this shit for 4 years, it always gives me a headache, and it takes so long, and it's so fucking boring, and,
We're supposed to be impressed by a bunch of cheerleaders doing their cheer routine, which is what they normally do at every football game.
Yeah.
And then we have to sit there and watch our mascot dance around to the band, which is... It's worse than it sounds.
Yeah, and... Shoot, what was I gonna say?
That's the only three things they do. That.
Yeah, they do it like for an hour and a half or something.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like,
stupid.
The thing that makes it so annoying is that the day that the pep rally happens, it's a Wednesday schedule. So every class goes by fast. You're like ready to go home. No, guys, you're gonna stay here for the end of the day. You're gonna stay here for an hour and 30 minutes because we're gonna have a shitty pep rally. And it's like, why would you do this to me, dude? And so then I just remember on that day, I asked you, I was like, yo, can I sneak out of school with you? And you're like, yeah, you could probably do that. I think you said Adam has done it with you before.
Yeah, Adam did it with me a few times.
Yeah, and so, because you told me that there was a guy in a golf cart that was running around looking for people who were, like, skipping school or whatever. And,
he's rarely out there.
Yeah, when we skipped, he was not there. And like
he's not there. Literally, this whole entire third quarter, he's not been there. And the last 3 weeks of second quarter, he wasn't there either. So I was like, okay. I bet you the only time he's out there is for TPC.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen. Yeah, I think that's going to... Actually, wait, on Friday, we're having another fucking event.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, the March Madness.
Oh, God damn it.
We're having a Wednesday schedule, and then we have to go to March Madness.
Lol, how about no?
Yeah, I've been, like, I asked on... What happened? My voice there. I asked on Discord. I was like, hey, well, I didn't ask, but I said, hey, on Friday, we've got a Wednesday schedule. And then Carson was like, oh, yeah, it's March Madness Championship. And I was like, do we have to go to that? Can I just not go? And he was like, I think we all have to go. And I was like, I do not want to go to that.
You could leave with me again if you need to. It's just going to be, you're going to be missing 6th and 7th period instead of just 7th.
I mean, it's not bad if I miss 6th or 7th because it's just
Pottery and 2D.
But then again, it depends on whether or not I finish my vase because it needs to be finished this week. But I think I'm going to finish it today because I just need to put 2 more coats of paint on the top part of my vase and then paint the bottom part and put 3 coats of paint on that and then it's set. But I don't know. I've yet to see.
Watch it broke again.
It didn't break.
Right, but it got like messed up because it dropped on the floor.
Yeah. It fell on the floor and became fucking lopsided. Now there's one side that's just like curving out, the other one's just kind of like flattened, and it's like, god damn it, dude. The pot was perfect too. When I made it, I had one of the best pots in my class, I'd say. Because you look at everyone else's and no one has a clue of what the fuck they're doing.
Lol, you have the best pot. It's a weed joke. Lol, XD.
I'll inject weed into your asshole. But you look at my table.
Why do you always threaten to do things through someone's asshole?
Because it's like the most painful area. I don't know. And also, it's just like, it's like the universal hole of like everything. I don't know. Anyways, fucking disregard the whole pottery thing, because I just have a good vase, and it got fucked. It's still kind of good, but whatever. But regarding that one fucking day for the pep rally, basically, for the past 3 years, we've gone to it, and it's given me a headache. And then, like, this year, I was like, I'm not going to that shit. So then I asked Tate, I was like, hey, can I just skip out with you? And then he was like, yeah. So then, after 6th period, we just basically bailed.
Yeah, that's it.
And then, I checked my attendance that day, and it said that I missed the entire school day. I was like, are you shitting me? I went to 6th periods for the day, and my 7th period... I already have, like, most of my work done already, so it's not that, you know, bad that I missed that class. Why did I miss the entire fucking day? So that happened. And luckily, they didn't have to talk to me about that, which I'm glad. And I think I'm gonna plan on doing that shit again on Friday, because who wants to fucking go to, March Madness.
A shitty basketball game against just, it's where it's literally a popularity contest on who won.
Yeah. What the fuck is happening here? Who just like snorted a huge vape and then just let it out? There's just smoke going down the road. Anyways, yeah, March Madness is awful. I remember remember sophomore year was the only year that I skipped it because I had creative photography, and our teacher was like, all right, well, I need to go to March Madness. If you guys don't want to go, I can't let you stay in the classroom, so you're going to have to, like, go out to the courtyard, or, like, you can sit out in that, like, little art patio area in front of all the art classrooms. And so I sat out there with this other senior who I was, like, friends with at the time, and literally all we did was that she went onto my YouTube channel when I started making videos in sophomore year and just started watching my fucking GTA 4 video of me. That's all we did during March Madness. So, that was fun. So, yeah.
I'm dead tired.
I can tell.
I don't know why I felt like saying that. What like, bad things have you done in school that, like, caused you to get in trouble with, like, people? Dude. Whether it be skipping or anything like that?
Fucking, believe it or not, I've never gotten into, like, any trouble.
No, I could see that.
Like, I've never gotten in trouble with the deans. I've never been called up for something. I've never been given any kind of tardies or fucking citations or some shit like that.
Citations?
I don't know.
That is the true, like, test. If you know if someone's ever been in trouble, when they say citations.
Yeah.
That goes on an English essay, Chris.
I don't know. Like, I don't know what else you'd call them. Like,
well, what do you mean?
Warnings or whatever. I don't know. Just in general, I've gotten
expulsions. Yeah. You got ISRs. You got all that other shit.
ISS, out of school suspension, in school suspension. I've never gotten those. The only times when I've gotten in trouble was in elementary school.
I think everyone fucked up at least once in elementary school.
Yeah, and it was mainly because I was probably on the spectrum or something.
But you, like, got in trouble because you were on the spectrum, yes.
No, there's, like, stupid shit that I was doing, a.k.a. not doing my work. In elementary school, I didn't do a lot of my work. I didn't do my homework a lot, and I would get in trouble because then my teachers would get on my case about that, and they'd be like, hey, stop being stupid and do your work. And then I started crying, and I was like, okay, I'll do it. And then I did my assignments. It's kind of weird how I managed to pass elementary school. I managed to fall back first grade, but that was because English was not my language of priority.
Wait, so you got held back first grade?
Yeah.
Did you? How old are you?
18.
Are you turning 19 this year?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So you were born in
2000.
Whoa. Yeah. Wait a minute. I'm turning 19 this year too. Whoa.
Like,
So, wait. What? When in 2000 were you born?
June. It's, like, halfway through the year.
I'm confused.
What is there to be confused about?
Everything. Alright.
It's pretty simple. I was born June 2000.
That's impossible. No one can be born in June.
Well, I was, and so was Markiplier. Anyways, actually, did you know that I share the same birthday with Markiplier?
Oh, cool.
Every time that I have my birthday, he puts on a birthday stream, and I'm like, hey, he'll never know who I am, but that's kind of cool. So yeah, the reason why I got held back in first grade was because I was not English fluent.
Not English fluent.
You could say. I failed my, like, spelling bees. I failed math. I failed science. I failed virtually everything. Because I had no idea what the fuck was going on. And also, my first grade teacher was a complete bitch. I can say that for a fact. Because she definitely hated me for some reason. But my second first grade teacher was fucking awesome. Everybody loved her, and from my newfound knowledge of first grade, I managed to pass first grade for the second time. So yeah.
Okay.
And I've been put into all these other extra special classes that allowed me to learn English more with these other, like, counselor type teachers that deal with kids on the spectrum and kids that have learning disabilities and whatever. And I was in that kind of, like, class with, like, Carson and Grant and whatever. And I think that's the reason why we learned... why we're so fluent in English now, I guess. Like, I've definitely lost a lot of my Russian because of those classes.
Yeah.
Which I'm really sad about because, you know, virtually, like, besides school, virtually everything else in my life is Russian.
Yeah.
So, it's really difficult to balance that shit. And I've been meaning to get back into Russian, but I just never find the time. Well, like, I do have the time, but I'm just so lazy. And I wanna...
So it all chalks up to your work ethic.
Yeah. Like, at school, my work ethic is, like, strong. I do my shit. I get it done. I've been lacking in math recently because I've been...
Math. No one gives a shit about that class.
Yeah, the class is fucking awful. And for the past, like, week, I've been just very lethargic, and I did not do any of my assignments. Like,
nice.
A lot of my homework is still undone, but it's because we've gotten so much homework.
You know what we call that?
What?
Senioritis.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, I've been getting senioritis.
No.
I've been getting senioritis.
Yeah, you've been getting senioritis. Yep.
I'm trying to not get that right now, because I've got two important assignments to be working on.
Senioritis!
Dude, you're gonna fucking ram this truck. Jesus okay. Christ. But yeah.
I've gotten into trouble a few times in my school career, though. Like, a lot, actually. I remember in middle school, it's the only actually thing I remember getting...
What the fuck? Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw it.
Jesus Christ.
It's the only thing I actually remember getting in trouble for. And everything else I just heard was stories, but this one I specifically remember. There was this big fad called corn dogging. I don't know if we know what that was. Maybe that was just a Virginia thing.
Corn noggin.
Corn right. Dogging.
Corn dogging. Okay. Yeah.
And essentially is what you would do is you'd take your knee and shove it as far as you could up someone's asshole. Like you would literally just grab someone by the shoulders wherever they were, shove your knee in their butt and say, "Corn dog."
I thought it was like something where you just stick a pencil in your fucking asshole or something.
No. okay, but yeah, that was the fad for some reason, and literally all the immature kids would do it. So, we're standing in line at picture day, right? And there's this kid who is like half the size of me, easily as skinny as a twig, and he's got a skinny knee too, so it's actually making some progress up there. So I'm like, alright, dude, he's been doing this like 50 times. We're just standing in line at picture day. So I'm like, alright, dude, if you don't stop, I'm actually just gonna punch you as hard as I can. So he does it a few more times. I'm like, alright, one more time. This is your last warning. I will do it. He does it one more time. I turn around, smack him so hard in the chest, he falls to the ground and starts like having a spasm and crying. I'm just like, well, told you I was gonna do it.
We didn't do something like that, but I mean, I think back in middle school we had two different things. One, what was it called? Like, horse? No, not horse. It was something that you did with people with shoes, where you just run behind them and then, like, step on the back of the shoe.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know what that was. It's like a fucking... I don't know.
It was some kind of, like, car
term. Yeah, it was a car term. I'm trying to remember what it was. Flat tire.
Flat tire,
yeah. Flat tiring, yeah.
People would step on the back part of your shoe and get the back part of your shoe flattened, and then basically either your shoe would fall off or you'd just be walking uncomfortably for like the entire fucking day. And the twins did that to me so much, and it was so annoying. And also there's another thing where people would come up behind someone almost like almost as if you're gonna hump them or something, but instead of humping them, you'd come up right behind someone who would have their like legs straight, and then you'd bend your knees and hit the back part of their knees.
Oh yeah, so they're yeah. And then so when their knees are locked, yeah.
And then they would fall backwards because like it's just so sudden and like it like literally you cannot control this muscle. If it's hit, you are bending your knees and you are falling backwards.
Yes.
I've had that happen to me twice. And the first time, I almost hit my head against the fucking pavement.
The one time, we didn't do it that like that. Whenever someone had their knees locked, what we do is we kick the back of their knees so hard. So not only would you feel the pain of your knees, like, or like the back of your knees getting kicked, you'd also fall to the ground and like, because it would be fast too. Like if you kick that shit, it happens fast.
Yeah.
Wow. Ugh. We were much more savage than you guys. We did a lot more than that. We had the whole thing where if you like there was a routine in one of my classes it was either eighth grade or freshman year, and it was an English class, and if you got below a 70 on a test, there would be a certain group of kids that would take you outside and like punch you for every question you missed or something like that. I'm like, oh my god.
Did you previously go to a predominantly white school?
No. Okay, no, it was easily half and half of like half white and then half everything else. Maybe even like 1/3 white and like 2/3 everything else. It was a very mixed school.
That probably explains a lot of the fucking violence that goes on.
Yes, dude. Loudoun County High was actually like awful.
And you compare it to like this area, this school, like.
Yeah, this is literally nothing.
No one would do shit here, but the thing is, like,
our fights are literally consisted of one dude throwing a punch at a guy who is crying on the ground. Yeah. That is a fight at Ponte Vedra. Now, mind you, it's entertaining to watch, but.
Dude, I remember, like, one day during a lunch, there was a giant group of kids that formed around the outside courtyard.
I heard about this. Yeah. I heard about this.
I was sitting against a pillar where, like, I had a straight visual of the entire thing to my right. So I look over to my right, and I hear a bunch of screaming and yelling, and people going, like, oh, or whatever. And then I was like, what the fuck is going on? I take out my earbud listening to music, and I look over, and I see this giant conglomerate of kids just, like, huddling around. And I was guessing that there was like someone dancing or a fight going on, and
it was both.
The thing that was happening was, I think it was two freshmen or it might have been two sophomores. One of them was a girl, one of them was a guy, and it was literally the girl was just arguing with the guy because they were dating or something, and she was just shoving him around.
Oh my god. Oh my god, I hate fights at PV so much. Like, that's considered a widespread news fight. That is what people will call a fight.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I got into a fight. That is not a fight.
Yeah, and then, like, the bell rang so that I had to go to, like, fourth period. And I stand up to go walk to the stairwell, and I had a better visual of what was going on. And I see this girl just, like, in this kid's face, and she's just, like, she's not even screaming at him, but, like, you can tell that she's raising her voice at him. And he's just standing there with his hands in his pocket, just kind of, like, looking around, just trying to avoid the situation, trying not to get slapped or whatever. And he's like, yep, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And this girl's just up in his face, and apparently, I watched her slap him.
That's a red dot.
Yeah, like, I watched her slap him, but it was such, like, a weak fucking slap, and everyone screamed, and they're like, whoa! And I was like, that is so fucking embarrassing. Yes. I don't feel embarrassed for the kid. I feel embarrassed for the school.
Yeah, dude. There was a supposed fight during one of my... I think it was one of my lunch shifts at B Lunch. And it was a small group of kids that were huddled around these other two. And apparently this one was supposed to be, like, a legitimate fight. Like, fists were about to get thrown. So this one kid steps in for a punch. And another... It was right outside the special needs room. So the special needs room door opens. And this kid starts dancing outside. Like, dancing in the middle of the circle where these kids are fighting. And completely disperses the situation. It's like, what? Okay.
Dude, there's a group that gathers out there at the outside courtyard bathroom, and there was even one time where, again, another group happened, and actually, the thing is, that kid that just walked by right there, that's the kid that got slapped. He just, like, looked at me, and I was like, yep, that's the kid I was just talking about. But there was another time where another group of kids during a lunch conglomerated around that bathroom, and it was a huge group, and they were all yelling and screaming and shit like that again. I thought there was another fight. No, it was just one of the autistic kids dancing. That's literally all that was happening, and they were all like screaming and yelling and recording him, and I was like,
what the fuck?
What is the deal with this school, dude?
Our school is weird.
We're fucking way too white here. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's actually a problem. Like, we need to go do something about that shit.
Yeah, we are like probably the whitest school in all of Florida, I'd say. Probably.
Oh, easily. Yeah.
And, like, the thing is, something that even my government teacher talked about is that she saw that the attitude here in this area is so much different than, like, Miami or whatever. Like,
oh, I bet.
Like, she said that she has seen the worst attitude here. Like, she says that, and, like, no one will confront you about anything. If you are disliked, if you do something different, if you are different, people will not confront you about it. People will not talk to you or, like, make fun of you or bully you or whatever. They'll just fucking ghost you.
Yeah.
They will make you invisible, and you are non-existent. And I've noticed that so hard. I was like, this school is so embarrassing.
It's actually a problem.
Yeah. I think that's the reason why, like, I find it so hard to fucking talk to other people outside of our circle. Like, our circle, we are a strong group.
Yeah, I know.
Such a strong group. And it is impossible for any of us to actually go outside and go into other groups, because it's just impossible.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, fuck this school, dude. I'm so ready to get out of here.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
All right, thank you guys for listening to our podcast today.
That's my bank account.
That's Apple.
So, yeah, thank you for listening. Tate's gonna go ahead and die to asthma, and we are gonna be right back. No, we're not. We're gonna leave, and then see you guys on Thursday. So, tomorrow, no podcast. We'll figure it out.